Fighting between Indian security forces and suspected Muslim militants resumed at dawn Sunday after a night-long break. The violence began on Thursday when Indian troops attacked suspected militant hideouts in a mountainous forest area near Mander in Poonch district of Indian administered Kashmir. The area is close to the line of control that divides Kashmir between India and Pakistan. Officials say 4 militants have been killed in the fighting so far, while 2 troops and a special police officer have also been killed. The special police officer, Naresh Kumar, was the last to die on Saturday. The Indian wire agency, Press Trust of India, quoted unnamed officials as saying that up to 10 militants were hiding in the area, including some top commanders of 2 to 3 Muslim militant groups. It reported that heavy fog and low visibility were prolonging the encounter. S.N. Acharya, an army spokesman in Jammu, said the exact number of militants was not known.
The encounter at Chapral area in Bhatidar forest is still on. Exact numbers, don't have information about that, but there may be a group of militants.
It's one of the longest skirmishes in recent months and the first since the legislative elections in Indian administered Kashmir held in November and December. The elections saw over 60% turnout despite a boycott call by Kashmiri separatists, who argued that the polls strengthen India's hold over the disputed region. The Kashmiri government is expected to assume office on Monday when Umar Abdullah, a third-generation politician, will take over as the Chief Minister of Indian-administered Kashmir. Shahnawaz Khan for VOA News, Srinagar.